Welcome to the Extreme Truth Talk Facebook, the first of its kind anywhere on the net. The weekly show that goes head to head with the most controversial topics. Are you ready to listen and to learn how they are manipulating us every step of the way for a new world order? Stay tuned. Welcome to the Extreme Truth Talk Radio here on Facebook, one of the first dedicated shows on conspiracies on Facebook ever that I know about. And, you know, it's about knowing and talking about the truth and finding out what's going on in this crazy, crazy world that we live in. Again, my name is Sonny Cardona. I developed this group. So, again, thank you for becoming a member and thank you for listening, you know, to this show. And again, I'm going to try to do some shows every day or every other day on some of the most incredible topics of this, you know, society and this world that we live in, and try to unveil the hypocrisies of the Illuminati, the New World Order, and the satanic shields that are controlling and manipulating this world. So again, you gotta log on to, again, the Facebook, again, Extreme Truth Talk Radio. Please, please add your friends. Again, start the conversations and start the great debates. Again, every debate gets you closer to waking up somebody. Maybe if they don't want to agree upon what you're saying, you know, everybody's not going to agree on everything that you say, but at least you're putting out the content and they're talking about it, and it makes them think. And you know, I believe one of the hardest things to get somebody to do is to think, especially in this society that is so manipulated. I also created a website called the ExtremeLifeChanger.com. Again, this website goes through the history of the Illuminati, the New World Order. It goes through, again, some of the topics that I cover here on the Facebook page. It's a must look. And again, I love God. I'm a Christian. I believe in Christ, Yeshua, Jesus Christ, who saved us. And so you're going to see that on there. Again, if you're a non-believer, that's all right. Stick with me. And maybe you'll find the Lord, maybe you'll find God, but most importantly, you're going to find some facts and some truth about the news and the things that are going on and going down, you know, and, you know, let's get to it, right? You know, these shows are going to be about approximately about anywhere from 15 to 25, the most is a half an hour. So let's get to it. Nothing to it but to do it. Now, on the news, well, let's talk about what's on the Extreme True Talk Radio fan page or page, group page. We were talking about, we could talk about the Illuminati. We could talk about the New World Order. And yes, they're grim stuff. It's doomsday stuff. But you know what? I also throw in some really funny stuff. And so today I was poking fun at the TSA. You know, when you go into your local airport and these guys fondle you up. And I actually created another site on my website, theextremelifechanger.com, TSA pics. And you got to take a look. They're hilarious. So, again, log on there. It's going to be there. On this show, I have links to everything I talk to. Again, really super easy. That's why I like this format. Again, I can talk to you. You're going to see the little sound bar thing, and then I'm going to have the links, and you can click on them, and you can still listen to me, and it's kind of like, you know, like you're in a classroom, or we're just talking together, and it's really cool. I like this format a lot better. Also, we were also talking about, the guy that ate the other man's face and got killed in Miami, Florida. Just horrific. I have some, pictures that are so grotesque, some of the most grotesque things I've ever seen on the internet. And, you know, Tawanda gave me a link And it shows actually the crime scene. And it's just, it's so disturbing. I mean, this man was literally naked. The other guy, the victim that's in critical condition, like I said on last night's show, his face was bit off. And he didn't have any pants on. And they were underneath the bridge. And the cops came and had to shoot him a couple of times. And they said he was on some synthetic drugs, the bath salt drugs. Again, folks, I'm telling you, stay off the drugs. Bottom line, again, they mess with your mind. Bottom line, there's neurons in your brains and certain impulses in your brain, and through addictions and everything that you do, especially drugs and alcohol and stuff, chemically imbalances your brain. So when you're doing these things, you're doing harm to your brain. And the more you do them, you set these electrical pulses and frequencies in your brain, and then they stay in there. And so that's when you have addictions, and then you have these mess ups in your brain. Also, I covered on, if you go on there, and I have the link on iDozer, which is digital dope. Yes, I said it right. Digital dope, which mimics certain drugs like marijuana. They're called hits. You can download this stuff. And you put these headphones on, you put your headphones on, and they go through these sound vibrations, and they cause the same type of effects if you did the drug through these sound vibrations, because they hit the neurons in your brain. So you can literally get almost the same type of inducement of the street drugs, and they can, mess you up. I literally tested it because, I like to do my research, and I did the drunk one. The first thing that you get, you can download this thing, and I say don't. I downloaded the alcohol one. I took it, put the headphones on, and all of a sudden, I just started feeling woozy, like the room was kind of, loose. I just felt like I was, kind of drunk. I hate to say I was. And then all of a sudden, I started giggling a little, like when you get drunk, you lose coordination, right? Sorry, can't talk. I'm not drunk. I promise you, I'm not drunk. I'm not doing any eye dozer. And basically what happens is, I felt a little laughy, and then I got a huge headache, and I had to take off the headphones. The next one I did, a lot of friends, I've never did cocaine or anything. I was like, it's a popular drug that people use in the movies and stuff. And I was like, let's see what this does, And literally the same type of reaction I seen in the movies, I my heart started racing. I felt energetic. I literally felt like Tony Montana. Hey, say hello to my little friend. I mean, I got up with that tenacity. And so it did something. And I'm telling you, friends, the hangovers that you have are worse than whatever. I've gotten drunk, so I know the alcohol hit was that. And it was quick. It literally took me a day or 2 days to literally get away or get off the effects. And I literally got worried, because you don't know what this stuff is doing to you. Again, the Illuminati use certain sound frequencies, as we know through harp and other technologies, to affect our minds. I believe when they chemtrail heavily, we are getting induced and bombarded by these sound frequencies, these ELF waves, or these low electronical frequencies, these waves that attack us. Through the duration of humanity, out of all the years of humanity has ever existed, now in the last 100 years or so, we are dealing with these electrical frequencies which no other generation had to deal with. We have Wi-Fi, we have cell phone, we have satellite transmissions, we have our TV signals, we have radio signals, we have power lines. Folks, we are being bombarded more than ever before, and it's affecting us. That's why depression's at all time. I talk to people about the New World Order Illuminati and the chemtrails and everything, and the girl goes, I always got a headache. And I was like, do you know they're spraying us? And then the low frequencies that are around us bombarding us. My friends, we are in constant attack, and we need to realize the reality that we're living in. I know a lot of people don't like to hear that. They don't want to hear that they're being sprayed by geoengineering, by, again, the UN. And, you know, Bill Gates admitted to, again, spraying this stuff. They say that, you know, they're trying to help out with global warming. They pitched that to us years ago. You know, Al Gore. These people are straight up liars. The Illuminati, the New World Order. And talking about presidential, running mates and vice presidents and all that. Let's hit the first topic of the news. And we're going to talk about John Edwards. And again, you know, I'm sorry to skip out, you know, talking about chemtrails and low frequency waves and stuff like that. You know, I can tell you certain technologies that have worked for me. That will help you. Bionic band is one of them. It's a band that you wear that has a frequency impulse or a frequency, basically a frequency imprinted on a piece of metal. It's called the bionic band. And what you do is you put this on you. And basically the frequency of the earth, which is natural, is at 7.5, I believe, gigahertz, the energy of the earth. Again, we live on an earth that's, it's just energy. I mean, it's nature. And what this does, it tries to imprint that. So when you wear it, it makes you feel good. It helps alleviate some of these electronical frequencies that we're dealing with. And I promise you, if you put this on, it helps out alleviate pains and stuff like that. Is it going to take away big pains? I don't think so, but it will help. And it will also help you alleviate the harp and the stuff like that. I kid you not, when they were chemtrailing, I literally would throw up, had the worst headaches. We have ringing in the ears. With this has helped me. I found this out on when I went to Columbus, when I went to the Arnold Classic. So that's my tip of the day for you. Hopefully that can help you out. Look into it. I will have information on the bionic band. If you have any questions about this product, please ask me. I'm not selling this thing. I'm semi-endorsing it because it's worked for me. And so this is, again, the Extreme Truth Talk. This can help you out. If you're looking for something to help you alleviate, if you have headaches and stuff like that, this can help you out. All right, let's get into John Edwards. As we know, John Edwards had an affair with a young lady and got her pregnant, and he was still married. And so, and his wife was dying of cancer, whatever. And so they were going to trial because he was basically, they said that he used the money that they gave him on his campaign, contributions and donations. And so they were trying to sue him. Well, guess what, fans or friends? And, you know, basically, John Edwards not guilty on, the account. Basically, got free on the main one. And then I believe it was five or three other accounts. The jury was hung. They didn't know whether to prosecute him or not, and they couldn't. It was they've been deliberating, I believe, for a couple of days now, and so he got off. Let's listen in to a news article on that subject, and it goes a little more in depth.
Jurors on Thursday found former U.S. Senator John Edwards not guilty of one count in his criminal trial, and the judge declared a mistrial on the remaining five counts accusing the one-time presidential candidate of taking illegal campaign contributions.
While I do not believe I did anything illegal or ever thought I was doing anything illegal, I did an awful, awful lot that was wrong. And there is no one else responsible for my sins. None of the people who came to court and testified are responsible. Nobody working for the government is responsible. I am responsible.
The mistrial came after the jury said it was still undecided on five charges on the ninth day of deliberations in a North Carolina courthouse, the state Edwards once represented in the U.S. Senate. The jury found him not guilty of accepting illegal campaign contributions from supporter Rachel Bunny Mellon in 2008. Prosecutors argued he used the funds to hide his pregnant mistress while he was seeking the 2008 Democratic presidential nomination. Deborah Luderbeck, Reuters.
Well, there you have it again. You know what? He got away with it. You know, these guys, most of these politicians, I'm not going to say every single politician is crooked, but let's just put it straight down. The majority of them are. And, well, you know, he got away with it. Again, these men, and I'm going to tell you a secret right now. I'm going to tell you a secret again. I just gave you a great hint to try to combat these low frequencies that we're dealing with and these, you know, Wi-Fi and everything. So, Bionic Band, let me tell you another secret again. And all these things I have been collectively studying for over a decade now, almost a decade. I've been doing shows for almost 5 years. I used to do a show with my buddies, and we were on the radio, and we were trying to get on, satellite radio or whatever, Sirius, whatever you want to call it, or I don't know. They were trying to get on there, and I've been doing YouTube videos for years. And friends, I've been studying this stuff for a long time, and I'm going to tell you right now, which is going to segue into our next topic. But again, you don't pick the president. Bottom line, let me just tell you straight up, you don't pick the president, okay? And I'm going to give you the perfect scenario. Everybody who's listening to this remembers the 2004 elections, right? Okay, we had John Kerry. Remember, John Kerry was running against in 2004. Bush Jr. So you had these two guys, all right, going at it for the presidential elections. And, you know, these guys have three things linked up to them, which proves without a shadow of a doubt, without any skip in your neurons, in your brains, even if you take iDozer, probably you're going to know that this stuff is rigged. Let me give you the three scenarios, the three connections with these two men. All right, out of the millions of Americans, these two men are running for office in 2004. Number one, Bush and Kerry are billionaires. I mean, billionaires with a B, if not even bigger than that. Because, again, Bush with Papa Bush, right, with the oil and his grandfather and their mafia and their cartel. You can do the research. They're super rich. Number two, let me get next to Kerry. Kerry is a billionaire because of his wife, Hines Ketchup, Teresa Hines. So they're billionaires, rich, mega rich. So that's already gone. Number two, they are both part of a secret society, a fraternity in Yale University called the Skullsmen. Again, both these guys are part of that brotherhood, and most people that do research on it say it is satanic. They have a skull. They say it's Geronimo's, the Indian, and they drink out of this skull. They go in coffins and they rise again, born again through their occult. They talk about their sexual, things that they did when they were kids or whatever, all the people they had sex with, and they masturbate and all these satanic rituals in Yale University, in this occult. Folks, both these guys are part of that, all right? So there you go. And number three, and this is a kick in the rear, in the balls, wherever you want to call it, these guys are related. They're distant cousins. So there it is. That's it. I mean, you don't pick the president. Bottom line, with that in mind, these guys are there, Democrat, Republican, it doesn't matter. They're all one and the same. They're all liars. They're all shills, the majority of them, not every single one. And, again, John Edwards just falls right into it. Okay, so you don't pick them. Again, I mean, billionaire, secret society, and, related. And most of these guys are related or part of a secret society or connected through the Masonic order, Jesuit, whatever. So you don't pick them. So that's the number one secret that I tell people. When I try to wake up people, I tell them that. I go, you don't pick the president. And then we can get into the electoral vote where it goes into, just a big, it's not the popular vote, which we are. It's these electoral votes with these elected people that, from certain states, that pick. It's a sham. Then you got the electronical voting machines, which, again, can tally up whatever they want them to tally up. Let's man up. Let's women up. Let's figure it out. It's rigged. So you got these huge liars like John Edwards that takes I mean, these people bank. They bank big bucks. And I'm going to tell you something else right now, and I know that I got a lot of Ron Paul listeners or a lot of Ron Paul supporters. Do you think that Ron Paul knows that he's not going to make it? He knows it. He knows it. But then you have Ron Paul that does the money bombs, okay? The money bombs, we all know the money bombs that, you know, you go in to get the support and, you know, help me out with my campaign and, you know, I need money. Back in, I believe in, what was it here? I believe when he did one money bomb, and I have the links up to Ron Paul too that I totally busted him on what he's about, and his buddy Alex Jones, which I'm sure gets a cut. In November 5th, I think it was last time he was running or whatever, he made a memorable, substantial amount. He made $4.2 million in a 24-hour period. That's $4.2 million. That's how much these guys get. You don't think Edwards got a couple million? You know, they have those plate dinners, $500 plate dinners just to hear these guys talk or whatever and lie and spew BS. My friends, that's what Ron Paul is doing. You know, I just logged onto his website right now. And of course, the first thing you see right on the top, receive updates, and right below that, is donate today. Donate today. Give me my money. Let me think. And again, do I agree with some of the great things that he says? Sure. I'm with a lot of the things that Ron Paul says. Let's get rid of the feds and all that. But there are a lot of darn things that I'm against that he says. Come on, folks. These people know the score. They know the game. They know the game. And you know what? Let me give you a quick tip right now because I've been, you know, God has blessed me so much. And I'm not trying to say that I'm any better. I'm just a regular guy. Again, I've been studying this stuff for so long. Logos are very important to the Illuminati and the New World Order. And I cover this in my webpage. I cover it, you know, on a video that I made. And if you look at Ron Paul, he has three pyramids in his name, Ron. And then you see Paul in the A, he has three pyramids. Those three pyramids are symbolic and is telling the elites, because that's how they show who they are, is that he's saying that he's part of the Illuminati. He's part of them. Again, the Illuminati, the Masonic orders, and all these guys, which I said on the last show, that these guys, you know, are part of the Sumerian, Babylonian, Egyptian ideologies, and their gods are part of them. So that's what you got. So right there on his logo, the three pyramids, that's when I knew this guy's a shill from the pits of hell. And I got people, and I tell people this, and people don't like me telling this, again, because it's part of, they want to see a messiah, a guy that's going to take them out of this craziness. And he's just selling it in. He's selling them what they want to hear, but he's making the money. Again, $4.2 million on just one day. That's not even counting all the other days. And these guys, they go to, you know, these places. They have their own vans. So you made $4.2 million. You can buy a nice trailer, truck, whatever, you know, camper, you know, the ones that rock stars go in with everything. And that's, what, $500,000? And then they stay in that, you know, it has all the luxuries of home, and you have your, you know, the workers are all, you know, by, you know, volunteer. So they're making their cut. Sure, do I spend money on the signs and all that? But when it comes down to it, they get money. So, folks, please don't give to these snakes. Again, you know, and like I said, one guy asked me, he goes, dude, well, Ron Paul's a lot better than Obama or Mitt Romney, right? You know, I'd rather vote for him. I'm like, a devil is a devil, bottom line. So that's another thing that I tell people. Don't believe me. Again, you can give your money to them. I don't care. I'm just telling you. I've been studying this for a long time. I know what these guys do. Again, Ron Paul is also part of the John Birch Society, which is part of the Rockefellers. He's talked with them. He has their backing. Think about it, my friends. That now links us into the Bilderbergs. Again, Bilderbergs is an elite group that have been controlling and manipulating this world for thousands of years now that I found out. Again, let's listen in on this. And again, it gets a little noisy. It's not my audio. It's their audio. He's sitting up on a demonstration, the guy who's talking. And really interesting stuff. Here we go. Let's see here.
Now, secretive and elite, the Bilderberg Group, which unites some of the world's most powerful people, has been meeting behind closed doors for decades. Its activities have become shrouded in a mist of conspiracy theories, with some claiming the members are trying to create a new world order. Well, one investigative journalist has just revealed to the European Parliament all he claims to have discovered about the Bilderbergers. And Daniel Estulin joins me now live from Brussels. Many thanks for joining us this evening, Mr. Estulin. So tell us more about what you found out about the group and what you believe it does.
Well, thank you. First of all, thank you so much for having me. I found out over almost 20 years of research that what's today's called the Bilderberg Group already existed over 800 years ago. They were back then called the Venetian Black Nobility. In fact, Bilderberg is the creation of the Synarchy Movement of Empires, who are the plenipotentiary founders and financiers of Hitler. And Synarchy International, they in turn were founded by the Martinist Freemason Esoteric Secret Society back in the 1770s as a kind of counterattack on the principles upon which the United States of America was built. So again, it's a lot of people speak of Bilderberg as a domain of conspiracy theories. Of course, it's not. It's a historical fact. And again, what's today called Bilderberg 800 years ago existed, and it was called back then the Venetian Black Nobility.
So interesting to hear that background. But what is it that you believe the group actually does today? And what evidence do you have to back up your claims?
Well, the interesting thing is that a lot of people believe that Bilderberg is about one world government or creating the new world order, especially people point out to speech made by George W. Bush back in the 1990s about the creation of one world government. It's not about that at all. It's a meeting of people who represent a particular ideology. That ideology is of money. So the idea is not to create one world government, but rather the creation of one world company limited, where the financial concerns are far more powerful than any government on earth. And actually, we're seeing right now as evidence, very, very simple. In Europe, we had nation states. We had countries with our own constitutions, our own flags, our own currencies, our own monetary policies. And now we don't have any of that. The entire Europe is being led and directed through Brussels. In that sense, Spain, where I live, you know, has a currency. We lost it. We had a constitution. That's now subordinate to the European constitution. Spanish flag is no longer ours. It's the European flag with little stars. And, of course, the monetary policy is decided somewhere else. And we can see what they're doing, and Greece is a very good example of that, that destruction, you know, we're witnessing, and Spain, of course, is going to be the next country to go.
So why was the European Parliament so interested in hearing about your findings, and what reaction did you get?
Well, actually, the European Parliament was profoundly upset that I'm here. I was invited by Liga Norte, by Mario...
All right, well, there you have it. Again, the Bilderbergs, again, these guys, he said, over a couple hundred years. Again, and when you stem back into the mystery schools, what these guys study and who they worship, which is Lucifer and the fallen angels and these demigods and the Nephilim, that's who these guys worship. And it's just stemming, you know, going across into their new world order. That's what they're pushing, and that's what they want to. They want us to, submit to. And my friends, we will never submit to them. Now that we're knowing the truth, and we're on the Truth Talk Radio, and with Facebook and different groups, we're finding out the manipulation of these monsters. Real quick, again on the Extreme Truth Talk, we were talking about also the Pope. And again, the molestation charges, the drug cartels, again, the butler started talking about him and, you know, ratting him out. Very powerful stuff. So that's it, friends. I'm going to save some for tomorrow. And again, I'm glad you enjoyed this show. I hope you stuck around and listen to it tomorrow or, you know, Saturday or whenever I break in a new show. And I hope you enjoy. I hope you learned something today. May God bless you. You know, go to God. There is a solution. And at the end of every one of my shows, I tell you there's a solution. It's to get saved through the glory of God and through Christ. We need to get born again because we're in a corrupt system. That's everybody knows that without a shadow of a doubt. It's your decision, friends. May God bless you. You know, and again, waking up is half the battle. God bless.